Good morning, Alan. How's it going?
Little did I know that I'd be talking to you this morning about stolen sat-navs from tractors, and it's a featured article in this week's edition of the Irish Farmers Journal.
Yeah, that's right, Alan. It's big in the news again, I suppose. This has been on and off now for a few years, but it's now turning into an epidemic. You know, the thefts since the start of this year have skyrocketed.
Okay, can you give us the background to your story this week then? Because as I was mentioning to you off air, it's been an issue here in County Wexford and remains an issue. Is it an issue nationally as well?
Yeah, it's an issue nationally, it's an issue in the UK, and it's an issue across Europe. So I suppose in this case, on Friday night and Saturday night last, Wexford and Dublin were hit. I suppose the most recent theft was 6 farmers and contractors, 2 machinery dealerships falling victim to the theft. There was almost €100,000 worth of GPS equipment stolen. We are aware of further yards, and in fact some of them are in Wexford that were broken into, but the alarms did deter the burglars on this particular case. But look, at in February this year there were 16 farms broken into, and a large number of those were in Wexford as well, and there was over $250,000 of stuff stolen. So like, I suppose each unit, Alan, is valued within, you know, 10,000 to 15,000 euros. It's a big problem, like, you know.
Why are they so expensive, as a matter of interest?
Well, I suppose there's a lot of technology in them, although they're very small units. I suppose a GPS unit is typically made up of 2 parts. There's a receiver, which interprets the location signal from satellite, and then you have a display screen, which is located inside the tractor. The accuracy of these is phenomenal. Like, these can work very large tractors, combines, sprayers, to within an accuracy of 2.5 centimetres. So their potential for precision agriculture is phenomenal, Alan, you know.
All right. So your specific story then highlights an incident. Now, I'm sure no one's encouraging farmers to take the law into their own hands, but what happened in this instance? Because they did come across a theft. Is that what happened?
That's right, Alan. So on Sunday morning last, the 30th of June, it was around 1:30 in the morning, and motion sensor cameras alerted a well-known farm family in the Nall region of North County Dublin that thieves had entered the farmyard. So I suppose the family reacted quickly. They travelled from their homes in 3 separate vehicles, and they came across a number of men in the yard. They caught one particular man red-handed. He was attempting to make his escape from the rear window of a tractor. The family held the man in the yard until the Gardaí arrived, and he was arrested. He was a Lithuanian national. He appeared in court on Monday, the 1st of July, and he pleaded guilty to burglary on that premise.
So obviously, Peter Thomas, you'd love to see an end to all of this. What can bring it to an end? And when do these things go in cycles where eventually they stop trying to take these sat-navs, or what happens with them normally?
So I suppose the pattern that's emerging in Ireland, the UK and across Europe, the thieves, they're well-organised, they're well-versed. The pattern appears they emerge, they hit a number of farms in the one area over a short space of time, they disappear again. The thieves are hitting farmyards the dead of the night where tractors are locked. They're breaking locks to force an entry with John Deere tractors, which is probably counting for maybe 80% of Irish GPS tests to date. The thieves have the correct keys to open the locks. Once they get inside, they have the correct tools to disassemble the systems. They know exactly what they're after. In many instances, older GPS systems implement screens, control boxes and high-value tools such as impact guns. They're in the same tractor cabs. They've been left behind. Yeah. It makes it more and more likely that these are planned operations and units are stolen to the order off the back of strong resale in some parts of the world. Farmers need to be vigilant. They need to ensure that these systems are insured. In terms of mobile equipment, the receivers and screens, they can be insured as individual items on an insurance policy. Where they are built into newer tractors, they should be declared on the overall tractor value. And, you know, farmers need to keep an eye out. They need to keep a watch out. And everyone needs to be vigilant on this, Alan.